many of the children that we're talking about this morning will be living and will wake up this Christmas Day morning in a place like a bed and breakfast or a homelessness hostel. And, you know, when we say B&Bs, sometimes people have kind of visions of the countryside, but this is, you know, this is far from that. We're talking often about a family sharing a single room. Sometimes, you know, we have cases where whole families are having to share a single bed. So you've got, you know, mum and the kids in a single bed together. And they don't have access to their own kitchen. They don't have access to their own bathroom. So if you can imagine what Christmas Day looks like when you're living in a situation like that, you know, you don't have your own oven. So the chance of you being able to do Christmas dinner is just kind of like completely out of the question. And lots of the children that we see and lots of the children we speak to, you know, just get frightened by the most simple things, like even going to the toilet becomes a terrifying experience because you're having to walk down a corridor with lots of sort of scary strangers in the rooms next door. So really this, you know, although thank heavens we are not in the kind of Victorian times where children spent their time on the streets, thank heavens we've moved on from that, we are still in an absolutely dire situation. And to imagine you're going to have 11,000 children across the region this Christmas who are waking up in circumstances that are like that, then it really is beyond the pale. So we do need to take action about this now.